Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
630. It is 7:07 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up later this morning at 8:05, Eric Stackelback will join us, expert on terrorism. Find out about the latest developments with ISIS as we have lost our first American military member over the weekend in that fight. At 8:15, we'll speak with a representative of the American Eagle Foundation about our two brand new eaglets here in the nation's capital. And at 8:35, Noah Pollack of the Weekly Standard to give us a preview of today's speeches and protests at the AIPAC conference. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now, legal analyst Joe DeGenova. Good morning to you, Joe.
Good morning.
I want you to listen to this soundbite that we found late Friday, thanks to the folks at the Daily Caller who dredged it up. This is Hillary Clinton speaking in an interview in 2014. Listen closely.
I went to countries like China or Russia. I mean, we couldn't take our computers. We couldn't take our, you know, personal devices. We couldn't take anything off the plane because they're so good. They would penetrate them in a minute, less, a nanosecond. So we would take the batteries out. We'd leave them on the plane.
Yeah, this is in 2014. And she's talking about how good the Chinese and the Russians were at penetrating their BlackBerries. So she was aware that BlackBerries were a security risk. And what seems amazing to me is that she doesn't seem to have understood that if they could do it in Russia or China, they could also do it in Washington, D.C., where they have a Russian embassy bristling with antennae. I'm shocked by this admission that she knew how serious the security threat was.
Yeah, well, she knew how serious the security threat was because, as you will recall, she found out that the President of the United States had an encrypted BlackBerry or a smartphone that had been created for him by NSA in conjunction with some smartphone companies. Of course, that phone cost millions of dollars and thousands of man and woman hours to create. She wanted the same phone, and NSA said, no way. We can't do that for you. You just can't use unencrypted devices. She knew from the very beginning that all the use of unencrypted devices was dangerous. And she also knew that the use of an unencrypted private server in her basement in her home in Chappaqua was a security threat because she was told it was. She was told that she shouldn't be doing it. This does confirm that she had the knowledge and the foresight to understand that she was creating a dangerous situation. And, of course, inevitably, her devices and those of her aides and this private server in Chappaqua, which was unencrypted and a non-government server, was in fact breached. There's just no doubt about that. These intelligence agencies are not stupid. They know what people are doing. I mean, it was just, this is actually quite a remarkable story. Mm. And again, for all of the people out there who think that Hillary's being mistreated, she's being given very special treatment by the federal government. If this were any other federal employee, she'd be out of a job, she wouldn't have security clearances, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, Joe, you say that there's no doubt that her server was breached, and yet I see many of my friends on the left, and they are friends, they're just incredibly wrong and misguided, pointing to a New York Times article that suggests that through a leak in the FBI investigation, an anonymous source has said there is no evidence that the server was breached. But what do you know about this?
Well, that simply isn't true. What they are quoting is they are saying that in his interview with the FBI, Brian Pagliano, the person who created the server for her while he was working two jobs, one at the State Department for her and one at her house, which no one in the State Department knew about, when he created the private server, he kept a log. And the log was supposed to show whether or not there had been any security violations, that is, whether or not the server had been breached. The report claims that he told the FBI that the logs show no breach. There is no evidence that that is true.
I see. And so it's just that he says that the logs show that, but just because the logs say it doesn't mean that it's the case.
Yeah, that is correct. Okay. And anybody who thinks that the server wasn't breached is either drinking something or smoking something.
A couple other things. David Petraeus testified before the Benghazi committee behind closed doors in a rare Saturday session. What do you draw from that?
Well, because they've interviewed a number of other people since he first testified, and he is a central figure because he was the director of Central Intelligence, and one of the things they're trying to get at is why and how the security detail in Libya for the ambassador went from 38 security personnel the day that the ambassador arrived to 9 security personnel the day he died a few months later.
Mm-hmm.
He was brought back to further explain the decision process that was made by the Secretary of State, who is the one who determined the level of security. Remember, everybody forgets this. Under federal law, because Libya was a very special location, they had the consulate in one location, they had this in another, the CIA place in another. Because they were not together in a single facility, a waiver was required under federal law to keep those facilities separate. And in order to do that, the only person who could sign that waiver was the Secretary of State. She signed it. She is responsible for the decrease in security. She is responsible for the number of security personnel going from 38 to 9. By the way, you would never know that from watching the Benghazi hearings
right.
when she testified, because that question was never asked of her. Petraeus was brought back to deal with that and related issues.
And very quickly, one other item. We hear a report, I think it's in the New York Post, that Director Comey at the FBI is getting stonewalled in his investigation, and there's some concerns about whether or not he will be able to convince the Justice Department that indeed there have been violations of the law.
If that happens, if in fact that report is true, I don't believe that Mr. Comey is frustrated at this point. I find that very hard to believe. But if it's true, the department and the president and Mrs. Clinton are going to have a very serious problem on their hands. I don't think Mr. Comey would ever resign, because this is the job he's wanted all of his life, to be FBI director. But the one thing the FBI can do better than anybody in Washington is leak.
Hey, Joe, can I ask you a quick question out of Boston? This broke over the weekend. 4 illegal immigrants were arrested in a heinous rape attack. It's an ugly story, but it turns out 2 of these illegal immigrants had been deported back to Guatemala, and they've come back. Obviously, the whole sanctuary city thing, this is a big topic for political purposes right now as well. I wonder, because they are illegal immigrants, is there a role for the Justice Department? I know it won't happen under this president, but for a future president, could the Justice Department step in and say, listen, these guys broke federal law, so we're taking over this case?
Well, they might not be able to take over the rape, although they might be able to bring a civil rights case for deprivation of certain constitutional rights. But here's the interesting part. Guatemala will no longer take back people that we deport who are criminals. You know what you do? You know what? You start cutting off foreign aid. Besides sanctuary cities, cutting off aid to American cities that have sanctuary cities, which are violations of federal law, if we deport someone for committing a crime and their country will not take them back, there should be an automatic severance of foreign aid. Now, let's see how fast it takes the clownish Republicans on Capitol Hill to figure out that that's a good remedy.
Yeah, that's a great point, Joe. I wish we heard more about it. That's why we raise it here every Monday morning with you. Thanks for joining us.
You bet. You bet.
Joe DiGenova, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up in just a sec, John Kasich and what he plans to do in Cleveland at the Republican convention. You don't want to miss this, but right now it's 7:15, WMAL traffic and weather. Everyone, 10 minutes, first on the fives. I almost said every 1 minute. That would be something, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Welcome to Traffic Radio. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Turn her off. Traffic. And it's a backup. Okay, here's what we're dealing with right now. Sizable delays growing. You need to know this if you take the Beltway through Greenbelt. The crash is on the outer loop before the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Looks like the 2 right lanes now blocked. 2 lefts get you by. No problems on 50 so far, working up through to the Beltway. It's in through Chevrolet. We're 50 in the B-dub slows to get on the DC 295. Toward Pennsylvania Avenue, we have these slowdowns every morning. Now it looks like in the backups we have an incident. Closed because of a water main break. Georgia Avenue in Northwest D.C. between Florida Avenue and W Street. Virginia, 395, still dealing with the crash in Shirlington. Northbound, the left lane remains blocked. However, tow truck is there. Delays almost back to the Beltway. And are you ready for some better news? You can now use River Road. Outbound River Road, the crash at Goldsboro cleared. Lanes open in all directions. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy today with gusty winds in the afternoon. We have a stray shower right now, maybe even some wet snow where it's a little colder in the east. a high of 53 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, maybe a little scattered frost in some of the colder areas because the overnight low here in Washington will be 35 degrees. Tomorrow, a few clouds early, then mostly sunny, high of 61. By the time we hit Wednesday and Thursday, we're looking at temperatures in the low 70s. Right now, 38 degrees, 717 on WMAO.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
Well, here's an interesting development. John Kasich on Face the Nation making the case that he believes that no one will get to the convention with the votes they need to clinch the nomination. That, in other words, Donald Trump will not be able to get 1,237 delegates racked up by that time. Listen to Kasich.
Governor, in order for you to get the nomination, you would have to win more than 100% of the remaining delegates. So how are you going to do it?
Well, first of all, nobody's going to have the delegates they need going to the convention. Everyone will fall short. And the convention, by the way, is an extension of the political process. So what will happen is people will go there with a certain number of delegates. We will go into Cleveland with momentum. And then the delegates are going to consider two things. Number one, who can win in the fall? And I'm the only one that can. That's what the polls indicate. And number two, John, a really crazy consideration, like who could actually be president of the United States?
So he's saying Donald's not going to get 1237, and when we get to the convention, I'm the guy that everybody will turn to because, and he's right about this one thing, in polls, he has shown so far, the way things stand at this moment, to be the guy who could beat Hillary in a head-to-head matchup. Of course, it could all change by then, but
yeah,
that's the way it looks.
It can, and I would love to talk to John Kasich about this, just a quick back and forth, because there's something about the way he said that, the chuckle in his voice when he said, the convention is just an extension of the political process. In other words, you stupid people who think that your votes actually had some say in who's going to be our nominee, you just don't get it. But let me give you my enlightened knowledge on the topic. And, you know, he just laid out there the two things that the convention delegates will be weighing, according to John Kasich. Two things. Who can win in the fall and who can actually be president? Do you notice a third thing, a third element that's missing from the things that will be contemplated at the convention?
I see a lot of things that are missing here, but one of them is what will be the reaction of the Donald Trump supporters if somebody else is given the nomination?
Oh, well, you're making it specific to Donald Trump. I'm thinking a little broader, which is he's not taking into consideration the voice of the Republicans who have actually voted.
Yes.
You know, all you little people out there. You know, apparently at the convention, the delegates will only consider two things. Who looks good in the Gallup polls right now against Hillary Clinton in November? You know, just like Mitt Romney looked pretty good against Obama, and just like John McCain looked pretty good. Well, I won't get into that. And secondly, who can be president? We're not going to really take into account what the voters have said. So we've basically just wasted all of our time for the past several months with all of these primaries. It's arrogant. It's obnoxious. It's diminishing of the process and the voters themselves, the people. And this is why people are angry at what they call the Republican establishment.
Yeah.
And that chuckle in his voice. I can't get over the chuckle in his voice.
It's very interesting. And look, and this, I do think he's right. I do think it's beginning to look as if Donald Trump may not be able to get 1,237 votes going in. He's going to come close, but he's not. I think there's a case to be made that he won't be able to get it. I'm looking at Utah numbers right now. Cruz is expected to win in Utah.
Yeah.
And do quite well there.
By big margins,
Big margins, right. And so, I mean, as Cruz starts to gain more and Kasich collects a little and there's some others that are dedicated to other people on down the line, yeah, he may not get there. He may not get to 1,237.
Listen, you and I, and of course the great listener right now hearing our voice on WMAL, they don't need John Kasich's condescending tone here to tell us that the convention is where the delegates actually choose who the nominee is going to be. We've been talking. We raised the question of a contested
long
convention.
Before anybody
I believe
else, right?
In October was the first time we started talking about it. So we get that, okay? But here's the difference. If they completely ignore the will of the people and if they get to the floor and and Cruz and Trump will have the lion's share of the delegates and they'll probably be within maybe a couple of hundred of each other, you know, that's a fight. That's a discussion. And I think it's worth having, and I think it's understandable that the delegates and the people within the party will say, okay, we've got two guys here. One of them has some more delegates right now, but we have no track record with him. He's never held elective office. We've got another guy who's a senator and has a – well, let's decide between these two. But for Kasich, with his smarmy little attitude to think, and I'll be the man who saves the party, maybe he'll save the party, but he's not going to save the country. I mean, that he's putting the party before the interest of the country. Because if Kasich becomes the man, watch for the Trump and Cruz people to defend.
Yeah, that's entirely possible. And that would not be a good thing when it comes to actually winning the election. It's now 7:22.
A large rod runs up my arm. I have two plates in my hand. 28 screws hold my arm together. I'm perfect for the job. I'm a disabled vet. I'm perfect.
When you donate your used car or cash to Melwood, you donate a perfect job opportunity for people with disabilities. Melwood, growing opportunities. Donate your used car or cash at Melwood.org or at 1-877-MELWOOD.
All right, listen, spring is here. That's right. I mean, after the snow, we are actually going to have spring-like weather. And you know what you do? You open up the windows, right? Let that fresh spring air in and air out the house. And let me ask you a question. Your windows, are they hard to open? Yeah. And when it comes time to clean all that pollen off your windows, are they easy to clean or are they difficult to clean? Can you get both sides quickly and easily? Well, if you can't, why don't you get some new windows? Why don't you go call my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company and ask about a free window that they'll give you? Here's the details on that in just a moment. 855-57-CREEK. Call them because, you know, those worn-out windows can make your house look gloomy and drive up your utility bills. New windows make your house look shine and help reduce your utility bills. Here's the deal, though. If you buy three windows right now, you'll get one for free. That's right. Buy three, get one free. And free always sounds better, doesn't it? Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs super energy-efficient windows. They make the best windows in town. They eliminate the middleman. That saves you money. Call 855-57-CREEK, 855-57-CREEK. Go to thompsoncreek.com for details.
Welcome to Total Wine & More. Can I help you?
Yeah, I understand you help people find just the right bottle.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Total Wine, you're sure to find the right bottle to suit every taste, every occasion, and any budget.
Oh, that's terrific. So what do you have that's big?
Oh, well, we have 8,000 wines to choose from, so...
Oh, that is incredible.
Do you prefer red or white?
Doesn't matter, buddy, just so it's roomy.
I'm sorry, what?
It's all about living space.
In a bottle?
Yeah, I'm a genie. Did I mention that?
No, a genie.
Yeah, our old bottle was fine when the kids were little, but...
Uh-huh.
And who better than Total Wine, right? I mean, 8,000 wines.
Maybe something in the big 1.5-liter party size, like this California Cabernet.
Oh, my wife would love a California address.
And Total Wine also has the lowest prices on 2,500 beers.
This is perfect. How can I thank you, bud?
Well, we're just happy knowing we helped you find the right bottle.
Yeah, because, you know, I could totally grant you three wishes.
Really?
Total Wine and More. Always the right bottle.
Hi, Alan Thicke here. For those of you engrossed with your Twitter and Instagram and Facebook accounts, there's an old-school approach, you know? It's a thing called a letter that they put in a thing called a mailbox. That's fun, unless it's from the IRS, because that probably means you owe back taxes. But here's the good news. It's an IRS program called the Fresh Start Initiative, which can significantly lower your tax debt. Find out if you qualify. Call Optima Tax Relief. Hashtag good advice.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Okay, Virginia, you've been waiting in the lineup on 395, but the crash northbound in Shirlington, that's just been cleared now from the left lane. All lanes have just been reopened, so a little bit of relief there at the site. On Washington Boulevard, if you're coming inbound Washington Boulevard, the ramp that would get you to northbound 110, that ramp is blocked right now. We had a truck that was stuck under the overpass. Now let's go Maryland Beltway. We now have an additional lane open here at the scene of the crash in Greenbelt, Outer Loop, before you get to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. So this is Outer Loop as you're coming through New Carrollton to Greenbelt. Three left lanes of four get you by. Spencerville on 198 eastbound, right as you would come up to New Hampshire Avenue. Truck lost a load of gravel and they've had to stop all traffic there. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, so here we go on a Monday on a storm that missed us, but is bringing snow up the I-95 corridor. Just a sprinkle of rain or snow this morning, otherwise partly cloudy and some gusty winds later, 53. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 39 degrees in the nation's capital at 727. All right, so if you're still reading books, you're kind of, we call those analog books now, okay? That's not how people read things anymore. You got to read it on your Kindle or on your Kindle app, on your tablet.
You know, I'm very tech savvy. I mean, I stay up with all the latest technology, all the bells and whistles, but I can't get used to reading something on a tablet. I like the physical holding a book.
I do both. I'm okay with both, but a lot of people love their Kindles, can't do without it. What I like about that, or actually I use the Kindle app on a tablet, but what I like about it is that you can bring several books with you on a trip, all loaded into one little tablet instead of having to pack a bunch of books. That being said, if you've got a Kindle that was sold before 2012, you have to connect it up to the Kindle store and update it by tomorrow. Or your Kindle book, also known as the, was it called the white paper? Is that what they called it? The paper white, I think it was called. Well, it's going to become a paperweight now, basically. It will be completely useless. If you don't do this by March 22nd, which is tomorrow, you'll get a message when you try to do it later that says, your Kindle is unable to connect at this time. Please make sure you are within wireless range and try again. If the problem persists, please restart your Kindle from the menu and settings and try again. And it'll just keep saying that to you, and it'll be useless. So make sure you update your Kindle is what I'm trying to say, especially if you purchased it before 2012. News you can use here on Mornings on the Mall. It's 728.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Not available in California. Here's a great idea for a business. Health food and vending machines. Who doesn't want healthier choices? Imagine the money you could make. Well, the guys at Fresh Healthy Vending have already thought of it and have secured locations ready for healthy vending machines. Most of our franchisees work fewer than 15 hours a week and are amazed at the income they're making and how fast their business is growing. So go to readyforfresh.com right now. Type in promo code 4545 and receive an immediate 50% savings on franchise fees. That's right, we'll pay half of new franchisees' fees. ReadyForFresh.com, 4545.
Coming up, the president's in Cuba. He's going to give a big speech today, but will he mention one factor, and that is, what's in it for the American people? Reuniting with Cuba and normalizing our relations, what's in it for us? Are we going to hear that from him? Well, we'll talk about it after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump's speech at the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee conference tonight here in Washington will be met with opposition. David Paskin, a rabbi from South Florida, is organizer of Come Together Against Hate.
I'm terrified that he's going to treat members of the international community, and especially for me, it's important that he's going to treat Israeli officials with such disdain and with such ugliness. That's terrifying to me.
Paskin's group plans to try to get those to go to hear Trump's speech to walk out in protest. After last week's voting in the Heartland and East Coast, the race for the White House moves westward, with three western states holding primaries tomorrow.
And this weekend, the West was wild, with violence at Trump rallies in delegate-rich Arizona. One protester taking a sucker punch that he says landed him in the hospital. And Trump's campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, caught on camera appearing to grab a protester by the collar. Trump defending Lewandowski in an interview with ABC.
I will give him credit. Spirit. Now, he didn't touch. He wasn't...
Well, the video does show that he touched him. Your private security pulled him, but it does show him grabbing him.
I'm Reed Binion.
It's business as usual at the Supreme Court this week as the justices enter their second month with an empty seat where Antonin Scalia once sat. They begin their week by hearing an appeal from current and former Republican members of Congress from Virginia. They're asking the High Court to reinstate a congressional map drawn by state lawmakers but thrown out by a lower court. And two lower floors of Howard University Hospital have been flooded this morning by a water main break. Some patients have been moved to upper floors. The surgical schedule remains a question mark. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17602, the Nasdaq at 4796. Sports, it's a trip to the Sweet 16 for both Maryland and Virginia at the NCAA basketball tournament. At the NIT, GW takes on Monmouth in a second-round game tonight. The Wizards are in Atlanta. NHL, the Caps waste a chance to lock up the Metropolitan Division, losing to Pittsburgh. Exhibition baseball, the Nats lose. The Orioles tie. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Your vehicle's engine air filter looks like a simple barrier of accordion-like folded paper, because that's basically all it is. But it's responsible for providing clean air to your engine's cylinders. This simple filter does a great job, but only for so long. Over time, the dirt it prevents from entering your engine builds up on the filter, and a clogged engine air filter prevents your engine from getting enough fresh air, which can rob it of performance and fuel economy. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
1979. It was a good year for tube socks, feathered hair, and an even better year for cars. That's because 1979 was the year Jiffy Lube introduced the first drive-through service bay, bringing in a new era of convenient car care.
It's 35 years later, and we're still committed to finding more ways to serve you, which is why each of our over 2,000 locations keeps your vehicle records on file and uses the same vehicle information as your dealer. So join the 20 million people who have their vehicle serviced at Jiffy Lube and leave worry behind.
Comcast Business knows how to take your business to the next level. That's why we introduced Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. With next level speed, coverage, marketing, and control features. All designed to help your business run smoothly. But we didn't stop there. Instead, we took it even further. Which is why Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro offers what AT&T's Wi-Fi small site doesn't. Professional installation, advanced security, and access to over 10 million hotspots nationwide. Looks like taking your business to the next level starts with ditching AT&T. Give your business an edge with Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, built for business. Restrictions apply. Available with Comcast Business Deluxe 50 and above. Call Comcast Business for details.
I'm Chris Plant. You've heard me talk about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. And now he has a free offer. Let's meet Dr. Miles.
Hi, I'm Dr. Wayne Miles, and Chris is actually a patient of mine. I realize going to the dentist can be difficult for some, and I respect that. It often leads to numerous problems, pain, and emergencies, as well as an unattractive smile. I can help you reverse years of problems and neglect comfortably in one or two visits with sedation dentistry. You sleep during the procedure and have virtually no memory of it. So join the thousands of others and call us to get your mouth healthy and back to looking great like you deserve.
Dr. Miles voted among Northern Virginia's top dentists and voted best dental office and rest in Virginia. Call now and get a free exam and free x-rays, normally $311. This offer is good for the first 12 callers at 703-925-0800 or visit smilesbymiles.com. That's smilesbymiles.com.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway and through Greenbelt, big tie-ups. but I just watched the last of the emergency crews clear to the right shoulder, outer loop northbound. Before you get to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, all lanes have been reopened, but the delays before you get to Central Avenue. If you're continuing on the Beltway, delays after 95 and around toward George Avenue. Looks like we may have a stalled along the way in that stretch of the Beltway. Inner loop heavy and through to Bethesda. Spencerville, Maryland, eastbound 198 closed at last check at New Hampshire Avenue, where we had a truck that lost a load of gravel. In Virginia, dump truck involved in a crash in the Huntington area on Route 1. Northbound Route 1, Richmond Highway, before you get to the Beltway, Huntington Avenue. Watch for response to the scene there. And 395, lanes reopened in Shirlington. That crash now gone. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Certainly a little chillier, and don't expect the warmth to come back anytime soon. We'll go above normal a bit, but certainly no 80-degree weather. Partial clouds around after the clouds break this morning, and a wet snowflake or a raindrop. Otherwise, gusty winds and 53. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 36 in Stafford, 34 in Damascus, 39 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by V&F Office Products. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to Eric Stakelback about the latest in the battle against ISIS. And then at 8:15, we're going to talk to a spokesman for the American Eagle Foundation. We now have two, count them, two eaglets in the nest over at the Arboretum, and there's other eagle news as well. And at 8:35, all of these big speeches before AIPAC today, we'll talk to Noah Pollack with the Weekly Standard. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Now, the news cycle will be dominated by President Obama's historic visit to the nation of Cuba today. He arrived yesterday, was snubbed at the airport by Raul Castro. Great comparison. They showed a video on cable news yesterday of Raul Castro greeting Pope Francis at the airport just about 3 months ago, I think, when the Pope was there. But the president ain't no Pope, and he had to be greeted by some other subordinate. You know, listen, in the diplomatic circles, that's a big deal. The president will give his speech today. It's suggested that he will say some things about oppression and lack of freedoms in Cuba, but, you know, probably not too much. And God knows, opening up relations between America and Cuba will be great for the Cuban government, the Castro family, the Castro brothers, and the corrupt dictatorship that they have set up there. And some people make the argument that ultimately it will be good for the Cuban people. I'm warm to that idea, I suppose. Eventually, I think having more exposure to democracy and freedom and free markets and commerce, it ends up giving people the idea, oh, hey, there's something more than this repressive communist regime that we've been living under. So I do think it'll help the Cuban people. My question is, how does it help us? I mean, shouldn't every major foreign policy decision that the United States government makes, shouldn't it always be shot through the prism of how does this benefit the American people? And after, what, 50 years, 60 years of basically having no legitimate relationship with the nation of Cuba after Fidel Castro's revolution, are we none the worse for wear? I mean, they're doing their thing. Let them stay on their own and let us have our policies. I don't see how it helps America. Maybe I'm missing something. I doubt we'll hear it from the president today, but he seems to be looking beyond just his role as president of the United States of America and looking out for the best interests of American citizens. I think he sees himself as a global figure. And therefore, this feeds into that image of a man who is not just an American president, but a leader of the whole world. That's sort of my opinion and take on it. We'll see what we hear from the president. But I have been unconvinced as to how this helps the American people.
I can't see anything that it does for the American people. I really don't. Maybe some normalization of relations that would allow separated families to reconnect with one another would be a positive thing. But that doesn't require complete normalization of relations. That could be worked out in other ways. I really wish that the president would go there today and just let the Castros have it with everything he's got, but it's not in his nature to do that. It's not in his nature to stand and boldly defend the things that Americans believe and that would be antithetical to what the Castros believe. It's very interesting. He's going there, and he's going to give a speech to the people. I guarantee you his punches will be pulled. He will not say the things that other presidents Congress might say if given that opportunity. I wish we had not done this. I don't know what we're getting out of it. And by the way, you would think that a country that was seeking some kind of better relationship with the United States, like Cuba has been for some time now, would be very happy to have a U.S. president come. It's the first president to visit the island nation since 1928. And you would think that they would, this is a good step forward. See, we're being reintroduced into the world, and this is a good step for us. Raul Castro didn't even bother to come to the airport to greet the president. I mean, every tin horn dictator who comes to visit Cuba gets a greeting at the airport and is embraced by Raul Castro and celebrated. And our president shows up, and they send out some lower-level functionaries. So there will be a meeting, of course, but I thought that was a real diplomatic snub and I think a rudeness demonstrated toward the president and, by the way, by extension, the American people.
According to the White House, Raul Castro was not expected to be at the airport, so they didn't see it as a snub. That's coming from Ben Rhodes.
Yeah, that's what I'd say, too.
Uh-huh. I think the president will say some things in his speech. He will give lip service to human rights. He will say things, and he'll have a few sentences having to do with...
There won't be a tear down this wall moment.
No,
absolutely.
But there will be a few sentences, and they will, and the media will take those a few sentences, and they will run with it, and they'll play it day and night, and say, "Look at Barack Obama, standing firm against Cuba." But of course, there won't be anything that actually backs it up. In fact, they're getting a reward by having the president there. They're getting a reward by normalization. I said, "What Americans will this help? How does this help the American people?" I should say, it will help American corporations. And for all of those, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed Obama voters who thought that he was, going to stick it to the man and go against the corporatization of American politics and be about the people and not about big business, the Marriott Corporation has now been given approval by the Department of Treasury to begin negotiations for a resort on the island of Cuba. So big corporations... by the way, it should not be forgotten that Marriott Corporation, one of their past executives who just left the company is Kathleen Matthews, wife of Chris Matthews, who is firmly tied with the Democratic Party establishment. She was a big executive for Marriott. Now she's running for Congress in the seat currently held by Chris Van Hollen. So, all the big money and big business and corporations and politicians in town, trust me, it's not a partisan thing. It's very bipartisan, and Marriott will benefit greatly from this deal with Cuba.
It's now 7:43. Traffic and weather straight ahead.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from McCarthy. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
For years now, I've been telling you about my friend Frank Prindle and the associates at Remax Allegiance. I've mentioned Frank's military service, his West Point education. You've heard about his no-risk guaranteed sales system and his ability to deliver results on time and for more money than other local agents with similar guarantees. With over 25 years in the D.C. metro real estate market, Frank brings an insight to home sales that only comes from experience. Imagine listing your home, and then months pass by with no results. Well, that's what happened to Don and Linda until they turned to Frank Prindle. Frank's cutting-edge marketing system sold their Burke home for top dollar in 5 days. All agents are not the same. And it's no accident the nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Frank Prindle in the D.C. metro area out of thousands of agents. So call Frank Prindle today, 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, 395 as you come off the Beltway. Yes, we have the stop and go to get you past King Street toward Shirlington, but the earlier crash that caused the big backups, that's been cleared. Now, beyond, starting to see some of that volume as you approach the inbound 14th Street Bridge. better news on Washington Boulevard coming inbound. That ramp that would take you to 110, that's where we had the truck that was stuck under the overpass. I know, drama there. They've been able to clear that, so that ramp has been reopened. It's been about the volume on the George Washington Parkway as well as the Baltimore-Washington Parkway through Laurel, top side of the Maryland Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring, slow interloop bunched up through Bethesda. However, the Beltway into Greenbelt, the tie-ups now start before you get to 214 Central Avenue, around to the crash at the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. That's been over to the shoulder now for about 10 minutes. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Storm system off the East Coast, continuing to filter in some gusty winds back behind it. Our sky will brighten. A chilly day today as the cold air now sticking around, unseasonably chilly at 53. A passing rain or snow shower this morning, especially east. Clear it tonight, scattered frost at 35. Outlying areas, a better chance of that frost, north and west especially. A few clouds with sunshine tomorrow, a pleasant breeze, 61. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
40 degrees right now, traffic and weather brought to you by Belvoir Federal Credit Union.
House hunting? Belvoir Federal Credit Union will pay up to $1,500 towards your closing cost. Visit BelvoirCreditUnion.org for details. Equal housing lender.
Here's a good deal. Cuba has free elections. Cuba stops putting people in jail for speaking out. Cuba has freedom of the press. Cuba kicks out the Russians from Lourdes and kicks out the Chinese listening station in Bejucal. Cuba stops helping North Korea invade UN sanctions.
Yeah, you won't hear any of that from the president's speech today in Cuba as he makes his historic, unprecedented, blah, blah, blah. Everything's historic and unprecedented with this guy. You won't hear that, but you will hear lots of talk about, maybe we should, give you back Gitmo. That doesn't seem fair what we did to you. And,
if he does that.
Remember the Maine? Who remembers the Maine, right? I mean, the whole Spanish-American War, that was just American colonialism. Anyway, I talk about the Marriott Corporation, divvying up and getting a piece of the pie there. The Treasury Department has given them permission. So here's the thing. If you're a hotel chain,
right.
Starwood, another hotel chain, they wanted to get a resort there. You got to go and beg the Treasury Department to have the right to talk to Cuba so that you can work out your deal. Now, I wonder, what is the overriding principle here? What values does the Treasury Department, administration...
Did you give to the Clinton Foundation?
Well, you wonder about that. I mean, I have this image of Hyman Roth sitting on the balcony there with Michael Corleone and all the other families, cutting his birthday cake up. Show everybody the cake. Will you show them the cake before you cut it up? This is what I imagine is happening there as they decide who gets a piece of the pie there in Cuba on behalf of the American corporations who desperately want to move there. All right, I asked rhetorically, what's in it for us? And you jump up and have some answers here. So how about Joe in Germantown? You're first up on WMAL. Hey, Joe.
Good morning, gentlemen. Now, I have two things I like to say on this. First, if it would lead to a less authoritarian Cuban government, and if it would open up things for the people of Cuba, I might be in favor of it, even though it didn't do anything for the United States. However, and it's funny you should bring up Hyman Roth, I think it's going to be more like a Godfather scene from Godfather 2, where the Cuban people reach up and kiss President Obama, who is Fredo, and say, you betrayed us because you didn't do anything about human rights. So
yeah.
That's my expectation.
Now, we shall see, Joe, and thank you for continuing the Francis Ford Coppola theme here. You had a lot of big ifs there. If it leads to a less authoritarian government, all of that will happen only if there is a demand from the man who's holding on to all of these beautiful $100 bills that the Castros want to get their hands on. But he doesn't seem to see that he has that leverage right now. Because the problem here is, I believe, fundamentally, the president doesn't actually think the Castros have done anything wrong. This is the kind of guy who would wear a Che Guevara T-shirt when he was hanging out on the Occidental campus. I don't know that for a fact. I'm just supposing, because I know Occidental College pretty well, and he seems like a Che Guevara-wearing kind of guy. How about Doug in Wilden Bridge? Doug, you're on WMAL.
Hi. First of all, I think we're going to get lots of apologies that will be labeled out about how horrible America has been and sucking up to Castro. And there is no benefit because we've already allowed families to send money to their relatives there, which is something Castro allows because it puts money into his economy. And it's just, I think you're right. Your members of the Obama regime have been big communist-loving people for a long time, so he's completely down with dictators. He likes them.
Yeah, he has said in the past that he envies them sometimes.
Yeah,
it's
great to be a dictator.
It's too bad that we have to deal with Congress.
Yeah.
Doug, thanks for that. And you're right about the apologies. I bet that there will be some sort of, he says, well, it's acknowledging the sins of our past. He'll apologize for the Bay of Pigs, or in some way he will acknowledge that our trade embargo has hurt, the poor and starving people of Cuba. And I guarantee you this, boy, you wanted to have a drinking game today for the president's speech. Every time he praises their health care system, take a shot and you will be drunk by lunchtime. It's 7:51 right now. Stay with us because traffic and weather is coming up and our business report with the CNBC News Desk in just a moment.
I am in full agreement.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I cannot believe that I'm actually agreeing.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Boy, I wish this bag under my eye would go away. Does that sound like you? Was that you this morning as you were, you finished brushing your teeth? You did your, little morning situation there in the bathroom, and then you look at yourself in the mirror to get yourself all set, and there are the bags, right? Get rid of them, right? You don't have to have them. I mean, you're not alone, by the way. I had bags under my eyes. But then I started using Genucel from Chamonix. It's got plant stem cell technology. It's all natural, and it works. It's worked for me. And I love it. And by the way, here's the great thing. With its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours. And if you don't, and if you don't get the results that I've gotten, then you just put it in the box and send it back, and Chamonix will give you a refund. That's how it works. It's guaranteed. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. It's a risk-free offer. And right now, if you're a first-time purchaser of Genucel, Chamonix's going to give you double your order for free. That's their spring clearance event. Take advantage of it now. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
You've dreamed about a new kitchen for years. Now it's time to wake up and get it done. Because Bray & Scarf's annual kitchen remodeling event is going on now. With unbeatable package discounts on all the top appliance names, like KitchenAid, GE Profile and Cafe, and premium brands the big box stores don't sell, like Sub-Zero and Wolf. You'll also save 30% on all new cabinetry. Plus, get a 10% bonus factory discount on our most popular door styles. Unlike the big box stores, Bray & Scarf handles the entire remodeling process. No need to hire a contractor. Our experienced designers will work with you to map out a beautiful new kitchen, help you choose the right appliances, like built-in wall ovens and cooktops, and guide you through our gorgeous selection of countertops and cabinets. And then we'll install everything. Visit any of Bray & Scarf's 13 locations during our kitchen remodeling event. For a store near you, go to BrayandScarf.com.
Time for a check on your money with Chuck Kamlick at the CNBC News Desk.
Good morning. After a lousy start to the year, Wall Street tries to make it six winning weeks in a row. Stock futures point to a slightly higher open right now. The battle for Starwood Hotels heating up. Marriott has now raised its offer to buy Starwood to $13.6 billion, richer than terms offered by Chinese company Anbang last week offered to outbid Marriott. The money flowing freely elsewhere on Wall Street, too. Sherwin-Williams buying rival paint maker Valspar for $9 billion. And information providers IHS and Market merging in a $13 billion deal. Apple shows off some new products in California today that's expected to include a smaller iPhone and an updated iPad. And these are high times for marijuana. $5.7 billion worth of legal marijuana was sold in this country last year. And the experts say sales could top $23 billion by the year 2020. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Uprelli at the Cascade Center for Dental Health. You can call me Dr. R, like most of my longtime patients do. Here at the Cascade Center, we've been transforming patients' fear of the dentist into amazing smiles for years. No matter how long it's been since you've seen the dentist, our no fear, no pain, no lecture approach has changed the lives of people who now think of us as family. From the moment you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Kind, friendly people who only want to help you smile. And with sedation dentistry, you can comfortably sleep your way to that perfect smile in as little as one day. There's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Accept no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. R, or Dr. Haggard personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
7:55, now WMAL traffic and weather, every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, the crash, heading through New Carrollton into Greenbelt. It is cleared. Outer Loop northbound before the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, but still pretty big delays beginning before you get to Central Avenue. Through Laurel, Baltimore-Washington Parkway is hung up. In through Bethesda, the inner loop is jammed into that sunshine. The outer loop heavy from College Park and around Ford, Georgia Avenue. 66 in through Manassas and Centerville. We've had some of the delays and now a crash reported. And it looks like the focal point of delays right now before you get to 50, Fairfax Boulevard on 66. Traffic update brought to you by Hilo Windows. Kickstart spring with $300 off per window and $350 off per door. Exclusions do apply. Visit WashingtonDCWindowsales.com or you can call 877-769-8392. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Certainly a little chillier, and don't expect the warmth to come back anytime soon. We'll go above normal a bit, but certainly no 80-degree weather. Partial clouds around after the clouds break this morning, and a wet snowflake or a raindrop. Otherwise, gusty winds and 53. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
40 degrees right now in the nation's capital at 7:57.
This is former Mayor Tony Williams, and I continue to support the Pepco Holdings Exelon merger. It's an important investment in the district. It would bring $78 million in benefits, such as a $50 bill credit for all residents and offsets in future distribution rate increases. Plus, it would result in fewer and shorter power outages. Without the merger, the district won't get any of these benefits.
And I'm Jim Denninger, President and CEO of the Greater Washington Board of Trade. The merger would also guarantee over $5 million for workforce development programs, move headquarters for several key Exelon functions to the district, and Pepco would hire 100 union workers, all of which helps build a strong local economy. This merger is too valuable to lose. Join us in signing the new petition at phitomorrow.com. The Pepco Holdings Exelon merger. Affordability, reliability, and sustainability for DC.
Paid for by Exelon Corporation.
Why do you go to Princeton Longevity Center?
We go to Princeton Longevity Center because my husband's cardiologist told him having this exam saved his life.
Because somehow 20 turned into 40, and now I need to take my health more seriously. The Princeton Longevity Center designed a program to keep me healthy and active, so 50 and 60 will be no sweat.
Because even though my cholesterol is high, it turned out my arteries are clear. That's a big relief.
Whether you want to make the most of your future years or just want peace of mind, you need the Princeton Longevity Center. Their comprehensive preventive exam combines the latest technology with caring experts to create your personal plan for staying well.
Because I shouldn't have to wait an hour for a 10-minute physical. I go to Princeton Longevity Center because I get everything done in one day and take my results home with me.
Find out why you need Princeton Longevity. Call 888-8000-PLC or go to PrincetonLongevityCenter.com. Call 888-8000-PLC. That's 888-8000-PLC.
So, Pam, your son's off to college. You'll have an empty nest and an empty bank account.
Actually, we're doing great. We refinanced our mortgage with NASA Federal Credit Union. We're saving a ton of money, so college tuition won't be a problem.
We want to refinance and take cash out to update our kitchen, but everyone says we don't have enough equity.
Don't listen to them. Call NASA Federal Credit Union at 1-888-991-NASA. They'll let you refinance and get cash out up to 95% with a fixed-rate mortgage, even a jumbo loan. And there's no private mortgage insurance.
You refinance with just 5% equity, got a great rate, and no PMI? You must be saving hundreds.
More like thousands. If you want to refinance, call NASA Federal at 1-888-991-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/991.
But you don't work for NASA.
You don't have to work for NASA to refinance with NASA Federal. Just call 888-991-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/991.
Sounds like I'm getting a new kitchen.
Thanks to NASA Federal.
Equal housing lender. NMLS 486583. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. For more details about credit cost terms and conditions, call 888-991-NASA.
Coming up on WMAL.
Well, we're going to talk about eagles. We got eagles in the nest, two of them, two little eaglets in the nest. And we'll talk to a spokesman for the American Eagle Foundation.
We'll also speak with Noah Pollack from the Weekly Standard about today's speeches at AIPAC. And we got to check in on the war against ISIS as we lost a U.S. Marine over the weekend, the first military casualty in the war on ISIS. Coming up after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 108.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Now. WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Demonstrators are expected near the Washington Convention Center this evening as the GOP presidential frontrunner is set to address the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee conference.
Donald Trump says he will make a, quote, big speech tonight at AIPAC, but not everyone wants to hear what he has to say. Among them, Rabbi David Paskin with the group Come Together Against Hate. He says it doesn't have anything to do with Trump's politics, though.
It's specifically the ugliness and the hatred that that he has embodied and that he has caused so many other people to become attached to.
The group is planning to get those who go to hear his speech to walk out of the room in a silent protest. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In fact, the biggest pro-Israel lobby in the U.S. will hear from almost all the presidential hopefuls today. Almost all of them.
Bernie Sanders will be the only candidate to not attend this conference, wanting to spend his time concentrating on the western states. Instead, he'll give a foreign policy speech in Utah. But a big push this week and over the weekend in these western states, you have Idaho and Arizona, Utah having contests on Tuesday. This is where Bernie Sanders thinks he really has the advantage over Hillary Clinton.
Correspondent Brianna Keeler. President Obama is in Havana, Cuba today with a full day of events ahead of him.
It is a busy day for the president. He lays a wreath at the monument to Cuban folk hero Jose Marti. Then he goes to the Palacio de Revolucion, the presidential palace, for a face-to-face meeting with Cuba's current leader, Raul Castro. They will shake hands as they did 15 months ago at the Pan American Summit, a meeting that led to reestablishing diplomatic relations, if not a proven path to democracy. It could get interesting when the president and Castro deliver statements to the press. Castro is not the sort of leader to take questions, but White House aides say the president will, if only to prove a point.
Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
North Korea today has fired several more short-range missiles into the sea off the East Coast, but with the U.S. and South Korea conducting their own military exercises, the actions of North Korea come as no surprise.
In fact, back in 2014, they fired 90 of these missiles, these projectiles, so certainly this is to be expected at this time of year.
Correspondent Paula Hancock's. The U.S. Supreme Court today takes up Virginia's congressional redistricting map. Opponents have gone to court to overturn it, saying it unconstitutionally packs African-American voters into the 3rd District, currently represented by Democrat Bobby Scott. Montgomery County educators insist they need more money next school year than the county government's setting aside for them.
That message is in a letter the superintendent wrote to the county council as it considers the budget. Today, the board will give the superintendent permission to send that letter. The county executive agrees they need to exceed spending limits to educate the county's kids. His proposed budget is $90 million over and includes nearly 10% tax increase. Board Chair Michael Durso says the board supports the hike.
That $90 million is contingent on the tax increase.
But even that is millions less than the board wants. So what needs to be cut?
We're not at the specifics yet.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17602, the NASDAQ at 4796. Sports, Maryland joins the Sweet 16 with a win over Hawaii at the NCAA tournament. Virginia's also in the round of 16. At the NIT, George Washington meets Monmouth in a round two game tonight. NBA, the Wizards are in Atlanta. The Caps lose. Exhibition baseball, the Nats lose, and the O's play to a tie. WMAL News Time 804. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Get this straight.
Rush.
You got to hear this. You got to hear this.
Rush Limbaugh. Weekdays at noon.
And that's what everybody needs to know.
Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland crews responded to the crash in Olney on Georgia Avenue north of the ICC. On the trip in Spencerville, had a truck that lost a load of gravel. Closed as 198 eastbound as you come up to New Hampshire Avenue. Beltway, we are bunched up trying to get in toward Greenbelt, but the accident now gone on the outer loop before you get to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Heading in through town, we always have those morning delays through Chevrolet off of both 50 and the BW Parkway. That's part of our morning commute. And now to get on to 295 down toward East Capitol Street, it's the crash up ahead. That's extremely slowing us here. Virginia, 395 accident in Shirlington's been cleared. Now we have a report of one right near the 14th Street Bridge. And still watching Northwest D.C. with the closure of George Avenue because of a water main break. George Avenue closed between Florida Avenue and W Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Low pressure on the move. Precipitation for us, done. We had a trace yesterday of rain, trace of snow. Now we'll roll through today, becoming partly cloudy and windy. Maybe a wet snowflake or a rain shower this morning. I'm not impressed with the chance of that. 53 later, scattered frost tonight, especially north and west, 35 degrees. A few clouds and sunshine tomorrow, as we'll make it up to about 61 as we get into the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 40 in Warrenton, 37 in Hyattsville, 40 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Democrats are trying to push down-ballot Republicans off the fence about Donald Trump. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL.
8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk to a spokesman from the American Eagle Foundation. And then at 8:35, Noah Pollack will be here to talk about all of the political speeches that are going to be given today before AIPAC. Should be a very interesting day. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
The 26th Marine Expeditionary Unit has been steadily flowing into a base near Makmur, Iraq over the past few weeks. And over the weekend, two ISIS rockets were fired onto that base, one of them killing Staff Sergeant Lewis Cardin of Temecula, California. He died from those wounds, and he is the first military casualty in this latest round of military actions against ISIS in Iraq and Syria. And has this upped the ante in our efforts over there? Well, the administration has announced that they are deploying more troops. This morning they've made that announcement, so we now bring in Eric Stackelbeck. He is the director of Christians United for Israel's CUFI Watchman Project, and I appreciate you joining us here today, Eric.
Hey, gentlemen, great to be with you.
Well, give us a quick analysis of what this means to our military operations and whether the casualty of a member of the U.S. military changes the strategy.
Yeah, you would hope it would change the strategy, gentlemen, but just judging by the last few years and the way the Obama administration has conducted its war, I guess if you could call it a war, against ISIS in Iraq and Syria, I'd be shocked if things changed that dramatically. A U.S. casualty is a big deal in this war, but look, the U.S. has carried out limited airstrikes over the past 2 years or so against ISIS. They could be doing much more in terms of the airstrikes. There has been more of a ground presence in terms of special advisors there, U.S. advisors on the ground. But President Obama has been pretty adamant over the past few years that he doesn't want to go any further than that. He doesn't want to have a major U.S. Presence in Iraq. He ran in 2012 on withdrawing all U.S. troops from Iraq. Yeah. So you don't expect a major increase in U.S. troops there. Maybe some more activity, though, with U.S. special forces, perhaps working with Iraqi forces against ISIS. But there's not going to be any major, I think, change in U.S. strategy on the ground there.
But there may not be a change, but if they become more active and get out into the field and stand by, the fighters who are going against ISIS, there are likely to be more casualties. Is that not true?
Yeah, Brian, that's a good possibility for sure. As U.S. special forces become more involved in the fight, without a doubt, they'll obviously be in the line of fire. And look, for ISIS, This is a great propaganda victory. Anytime a U.S. soldier is killed in Iraq, ISIS is going to trumpet that. They're going to take that. They're going to use that as propaganda. So if ISIS knows that more American troops are on the ground there, more involved in operations, ISIS will make a concerted effort not only to kill U.S. troops, but to possibly take a U.S. soldier hostage, and you can imagine the propaganda value that would bring them.
Now, last week, Secretary of State John Kerry, on behalf of the State Department and therefore on behalf of the American government, stated that what's happening in ISIS right now with regard to Syrian and Iraqi Christians is, in fact, a genocide. And since you're the author of the book, ISIS Exposed, Beheadings, Slavery, and the Hellish Reality of Radical Islam, I've got to guess that your response was, what took you so long?
Yeah, guys, exactly. You took the words out of my mouth. Look, in my book, I detail how ISIS has been specifically targeting religious minorities, in particular Christians, in Iraq and Syria. Look, when it comes to the Christian community, In Iraq and Syria, we've seen crucifixions, we've seen mass beheadings, we've seen literally modern-day slavery here in 2016 that ISIS is employing, and that includes sex slavery, young women, girls as young as 9, 10 years old, just horrific stuff going on in Iraq and Syria against Christians, and ISIS is making no bones about it. Look, they're being very upfront, and they're declaring. They're saying that we aim to stamp Christianity out completely, snuff out Christianity in the Middle East, in the birthplace of the faith. And by the way, it's not just Christians, it's also Yazidis and even Shiite Muslims and Muslims who oppose ISIS. It's an all-out effort to stamp out any opposition, but they have a particular animus against Christians and the Christians of the Middle East. Again, this is the cradle of the faith, the birthplace of Christianity. They're being emptied from their ancestral lands, killed and chased out by ISIS. It was obvious to all of us 2 years ago. Now the Obama administration is just getting around to acknowledging it. But again, I don't think this is going to mean any major strategy in our strategy against ISIS in the Middle East.
Okay, so there's also this development about this captured ISIS fighter who said, "I was not thinking straight," a Virginia man who joined ISIS and surrendered to the Kurdish Peshmerga fighters early this week, says he got there, dug around, and got to find out what ISIS was all about and decided at the end of the day it was not something that he could sign on with. Did you see anything in this?
Yeah, well, it'd be great, right? We've had so many Western recruits go to Iraq and Syria to join this ISIS caliphate. We've had at least 250 U.S. citizens, over 5,000 Europeans, French, Brits, Germans, leave their comfortable homes here in the West and go to the Middle East to join ISIS. You would hope that, wow, there'd be a mass exodus, that they all change their minds, come back, and are reformed. I don't see it happening, unfortunately. This is an encouraging situation, I guess, that this young guy from Virginia changed his mind. And by the way, he's lucky, because there's been some other Western recruits to ISIS who changed their minds, had second thoughts, and tried to leave, and ISIS killed them. It's kind of like the Hotel California there in the caliphate.
You can check in, but you can never check out.
You can't check out.
You're right. Yeah, I got you.
Thank you for the eagle reference, by the way. Just to remind everyone, we will be speaking about the new eaglets being born here in the capital in just a few moments. But let's stay on ISIS just
for a more encouraging story,
which I'm trying to keep it light because it's so depressing as we talk about our failed policies here. So let's look forward here as you analyze the presidential candidates. And I'm not asking you to endorse anybody, but are there any of them that stand out that are actually taking this threat seriously, that are bringing something new to the table? Because I hear, liberal political analysts on television and in, websites like Washington Post and Politico saying, these Republicans are acting like they're talking tough, but their policy won't be any different than Barack Obama's.
Yeah, I mean, I think, number one, the policy must, if we're going to have any success, the policy must be different than the Barack Obama's. Obviously, if Hillary Clinton becomes president, that's not going to happen. I think Ted Cruz, some who aren't in the race anymore as well, have spoken pretty eloquently about what we need to do against ISIS. But if there's not a course correction in the next 4 years, from January 2017 on, if there's not an immediate course correction, we're going to have major problems, because ISIS has actually taken some lumps in Iraq and Syria over the past year. But the problem for us with that is now they're looking to expand globally. Remember, they have to always give off this vibe that they're expanding, that they're growing. And they've taken some hits, but they've said, okay, we're taking some hits here in the Middle East. let's expand globally. So they do things like we saw in Paris back in November. They had their supporters carry out the San Bernardino attack back in December, and that keeps up the perception to ISIS's followers around the world that they have momentum, that they're on the march, that they're on the move. So while they might be having some problems in the Middle East right now, that just means they're going to try to expand more and more globally and target us here where we live and breathe.
Eric Stackelbeck is the host of The Watchman Show, Thursdays, 11:30 p.m. on CBN. And again, his book, ISIS Exposed: Beheadings, Slavery, and the Hellish Reality of Radical Islam. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Baby Eagles coming up in just a minute. It's 8:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, we are busy. Virginia on 66 with this multiple car crash, and only the left shoulder now gets by. So heads up, everyone, 66. If you're coming eastbound, this accident is before you get into 50, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. Again, only the left shoulder gets by. I'm looking at delays coming out of Centerville and growing, obviously, as we're merged down to one lane. On the inner loop of the Beltway, heavy through Annandale. Outer loop, we have a crash. If you're leaving Springfield, heading toward the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, get ready, but it is definitely improving. Just that right lane is crowded after Van Dorn Street as you head outer loop stretch. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge, we're in a solid lineup, and coming off of the George Washington Parkway to merge onto the 14th Street Bridge. Right in that vicinity, they were looking for a report of a stalled vehicle. And we're starting to see some improvement the closer you get to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway on the outer loop. The crash is gone. Heaviest stretch right now, Route 4, over toward toward 50, the John Hanson Highway, where we just have a report of a crash. Authorities are on their way to check that out. So keeping you posted here. Topside still slow through Silver Spring. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hear that, Jamie? Like she saw an accident as it happened and then reported it to us.
That's good.
She is on the job. We've got a little bit of wet streaks going on right now, maybe even some wet snow east of the city. But the rest of the day, it'll be partly cloudy with maybe some gusty winds in the afternoon, high of 53 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear. Maybe some scattered frost in the colder areas. Overnight low in D.C. is 35 degrees. And then tomorrow, a few clouds early, mostly sunny, though, high of 61. Wednesday in the low 70s. Thursday in the low 70s. It's all good. Right now, 40 degrees at 8:17 on WMAL.
With 8,000 different wines and 2,500 different beers in every store, no one has a bigger selection. And no one has lower prices. Total Wine and More. 9 area locations.
It's time for a special edition of Critter News here on WMAL, a certified fan favorite. Joining us on the line right now is Al Cicery, who is the president and founder of the American Eagle Foundation, and he's one of the people that brings you the Eagle Cam. And, you know, it's Friday. It was so exciting on this program as we were watching literally.
At this very moment.
Yeah.
Right? The baby.
Started to come out of the
8:22 is when we called it. We called the birth right there, live
right
on
there,
WMAL.
Right there came out of
so
the shell.
So exciting.
And then over the weekend, there were more eaglet developments in that we had the second egg hatching. Al, this is an amazing thing. I think it's very neat what you've done here with the Eagle Cam, and people are really going to this thing. It's a huge hit. How many people are watching the Eagle Cam? Do you know?
Well, I think as of yesterday, we had up to 7 million views since we went online a month ago, but most of those views have happened within the time frame that the eggs were hatching.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's amazing that you can even keep the cameras running for 7 million people who want to look at this thing. But people are talking about this. In fact, I got some emails after we talked about it on the air on Friday from people who said that they're totally addicted to the thing.
Well, that's usually what happens when people have never seen this before and they get an opportunity to. They do get addicted to it. It's just it's an amazing experience to go into the nest of an American Eagle family when, you know, young are being hatched and eggs are being incubated. And then, of course, they get to watch them raise their family here now over the next 14 weeks, 13 weeks. And then the babies are going to be leaving the nest. They'll be full size at 12 weeks and they'll be all brown in color. But they'll fledge the nest at that time.
I want more information about the eaglets themselves, but I am fascinated by the technology here. First of all, do you have any stats as to how long people stay on the camera when they start watching? I would suspect it just stays up for hours.
Well, I think whatever available time they have, they'll continue to watch because it is addicting, like you said. You know, you can't take your eyes off it. You want to see what happens next, you know. And
do the Eagles see the lens, or is it hidden? Does it just look like part of the tree there, or what do they see?
Well, we put two high definition cameras up there. They're camouflaged to some degree, but they don't actually see the lens moving because the lens cover is kind of shaded. But we've had these on other nests and other places, and they don't ever seem to notice them.
All right.
Yeah, the eaglets themselves, as far as we can tell, everything looks good. They're healthy?
Exactly. They're both very healthy. You know, they had successful hatchings. They got fed numerous times already, and they're snuggled up against their parents, keeping warm through this cooler weather, and they will start to generate their own body heat, you know, in a few more days, perhaps. But right now they're really relying on their parents.
And, of course, Daddy Eagle is the Mr. President, and Mommy Eagle is the First Lady. Have we named the eaglets yet?
No, there's going to be a contest or an opportunity for the public to suggest names, and that will be announced in a further media release. But it's going to happen probably, you know, within a week or two. So,
I want to, if I could, just ask you another question, because there's a very troubling story out of Delaware that they have found another dead eagle, and there was a case. Where was it? I believe in Virginia. Am I correct?
Or Maryland, I think.
Maryland. I'm sorry, Maryland, where four eagles died. Do we know anything about what is at play in the deaths of these eagles? Because, you know, people, it's an American symbol, and many people are very pleased to see the eagles coming back over the last few years. Do we know what caused that?
Yeah, this sort of thing happens all over the country, but the 13 that they found in Maryland, the Fish and Wildlife Service was doing some research on the dead eagles to find out whether it might be some kind of a contaminant or poison. And I don't believe they've determined that yet, because they're trying to determine whether it was foul play or not.
Okay. All right. And real fast, back to the eaglets. I know, you know, the panda, everyone goes crazy about the pandas in this town, you know, the baby pandas. And it's kind of cruel. As soon as the baby panda is born, they, like, snatch the panda from mom. Do you have to do that with the baby eaglets, or is mom in charge and you don't dare go near that the eagle?
Mom and dad are in charge all the way. So they take turns, you know, they took turns incubating the eggs. They're taking turns brooding the birds, keeping them warm. They take turns feeding them. They even take turns sometimes going hunting for food.
That's very cool.
Is there any way to know which is the mom and which is the dad? I can't tell the difference.
You know, after a while, you can find certain markings, and the size usually is the determining factor. If you see both birds on the nest at the same time, the larger one would be the female.
All right.
Okay.
Well, excellent. Well, this is great stuff. Congratulations on this. By the way, people can go and visit the Arboretum, right, and see the eagles live, correct?
Not right now. The nest is kind of roped off from the public at this time. And so they'll have to, and actually they get a better view anyways by going on the camera.
I guess that's true. All right. It's one of those great things about living in Washington when we have this happening in our backyard. Al Cicere, president and founder of the American Eagle Foundation, the man in charge of the Eagle Cam. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. And we hope that millions and millions of people enjoy us around the world. Which I know they are now, but I hope we get more viewers you know, this can be a real experience for the country. You know, we're in a political situation politically here in this country where people are at each other. This is an opportunity for people from all sides of the aisle to come together and watch beautiful and agree upon the national bird, what it stands for.
So. Great point.
Republicans, Democrats, we all love eagles. All right, thank you very much. It's now 8:23 on WMAL.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I agree with you 1,000%.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Don't you love that?
Where Washington comes to talk.
All right, Easter is this Sunday. Boy, did that sneak up on you. I know, a lot of people were surprised yesterday. I was like, Palm Sunday already? That's right. This Sunday is Easter, and there's no better way to celebrate by sending a bright, beautiful bouquet of 1-800-Flowers.com to all of those Easter tables that you're not going to be able to be at, right? Mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, your kids, let them know that you're thinking about them this very special and holy week. And also for your own table, trust me, 1-800-Flowers is the place to go for the best and brightest spring bouquets to celebrate this very special season. And right now, this week only, 1-800-Flowers.com is giving you, the WMAL listener, a fantastic offer. You get a full bouquet of 30 tulips for only $30. I mean, nothing says spring and happy Easter like a bouquet of beautiful spring tulips. And you're getting $25 off the regular price. It's a great offer on 30 spring tulips for only $30. It's only available this week. Don't wait. You got to go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop and mobile device. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter Larry. That's 1-800-Flowers.com and enter Larry.
The WMAL Spring Special lets Molly Maid do a thorough spring cleaning of your home at select Molly Maid locations. Contact Molly Maid in Fairfax, Loudoun, Stafford, Prince William, Fredericksburg, and Fauquier counties at WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, I need to start on 66. Still dealing with this multi-car crash. Three cars involved, and they've stopped all traffic and only allowing the left shoulder to get by. So delays just jammed as you head through Centerville. That's the story on 66, awaiting several tow trucks. On the Beltway, leaving Springfield, normal backups, inner loop in Annandale, but the outer loop, very slow to get by the crash near Van Doren, but it's over to the shoulder now. On the George Washington Parkway, southbound, seeing those delays growing as you head down toward the Key Bridge. We may have a broken down along the way. U.S. Park Police told me they're on their way to check it out. We've been checking you out on the Maryland Beltway. The initial crash on the outer loop, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, cleared. They had a report of a stalled outer loop before 50. Now, crews tell me as they arrived at the scene, looks like lanes are open, but still very slow through that stretch. No problems to report on 270. Olney, we are bunched up, but now we have a lane getting by. Southbound Georgia Avenue, as you come up toward the ICC, it's the right lane that gets by. It was a truck that lost a load of gravel. If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate mycleanpc software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. And now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Storm system off the East Coast, continuing to filter in some gusty winds back behind it. Our sky will brighten. A chilly day today as the cold air now sticking around and seasonably chilly at 53. A passing rain or snow shower this morning, especially east. Clear it tonight, scattered frost at 35. Outlying areas, a better chance of that frost, north and west especially. A few clouds with sunshine tomorrow, a pleasant breeze, 61. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 40 degrees at 827.
Do you have to worry about identity theft during tax season? Yes. The IRS has reported over $6 billion in fraudulent refunds in a single tax year due to identity theft. Does it matter if you're not getting a refund? No. Thieves can use the information from your tax documents to steal your identity anytime. Can getting a neck massage make worrying about identity theft less stressful? Yeah. Who doesn't like a neck massage? But it won't help like LifeLock can. When you're a LifeLock member, you have access to our team of U.S.-based specialists who know the steps to take to work to resolve identity theft issues during tax season and every other time of year. With LifeLock, identity theft can be less of a pain in the neck. Get LifeLock for peace of mind year-round. Membership start at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes, and now you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code LifeLock. LifeLock.
I used to love wearing dresses and shorts. Then I started getting spider veins, and even worse, those embarrassing, bulging varicose veins. For a while, I covered up my legs, but then I discovered Vein Clinics of America.
Vein Clinics of America is the oldest, largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S., and for 35 years, they've been the leading expert in the treatment of vein disease. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring the natural beauty of your legs in as little as an hour, with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by your insurance.
My legs look great and feel great. I even love wearing dresses and shorts again.
Make sure your legs look and feel their best for spring. Call now and schedule a free fast-track consultation to find out how you can finally get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Space is limited, so call 800-354-5391. That's 800-354-5391. 800-354-5391.
One out of five women veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan has been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. Many are still also dealing with the effects of military sexual assault or trauma. You can help by donating to Melwood's Operation Tohidu, a local 7-day retreat that helps veterans overcome trauma. Help women veterans by donating cash or used vehicle at Melwood.org or call 1-877-MELWOOD today.
Coming up on WMAL, presidential candidates speaking before AIPAC today, except one of them will be met with protests. Which one and why? We'll talk to Noah Pollack from Weekly Standard after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee Policy Conference. Hears from almost all of the presidential candidates today, including Republican frontrunner Donald Trump, whose previous comments about Israel have created some anxiety among many attending the conference. About 40 rabbis plan to boycott Trump's address. Meanwhile, Vice President Biden spoke at AIPAC last night.
We're all united by our unyielding, and I mean it literally, unyielding commitment to the survival, security, and success of the Jewish state of Israel.
Biden said no president has done as much to physically secure the state of Israel as President Obama has done. Fallout, meanwhile, from the continued violence at Donald Trump campaign rallies has gotten the attention of the head of the Republican National Committee.
This has all caused Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus to weigh in on Sunday, saying he thinks law enforcement professionals, not campaign officials, should deal with protesters. And also this weekend, a man at Trump's Tucson rally sucker-punched and kicked a protester being escorted out by security. That man was arrested for misdemeanor assault.
Correspondent Chris Freites. Hillary Clinton has picked up the support of former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords.
Hillary is tough. Hillary is courageous. She will fight to make our family safer.
Giffords joined Bill Clinton at a campaign rally for Hillary Clinton in Tucson yesterday. The U.S. Supreme Court today takes up a challenge to Virginia's congressional district map. Opponents persuaded the lower court to rule in their favor, but now the high court will have to decide whether the map the Republican-led General Assembly came up with violates bans on gerrymandering by race. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17602, the Nasdaq at 4796. Sports, Maryland reaches the Sweet 16, their next opponent, top seed Kansas. Virginia's also in the round of 16, they next face Iowa State. The Wizards meet the Hawks in Atlanta tonight, the Caps lose to the Red Hot Penguins. Exhibition baseball, the Nats lose, the Orioles tie. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Spring is in the air. It's time to open those windows and clean them so you can let the fresh spring air in. Are your windows hard to open? Can't clean the outside simply and quickly? Well, that sounds bad. How about a window you can open so you can clean both sides in a matter of seconds? It will also help you save energy all year long. Doesn't that sound better? Call my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company right now at 855-57-CREEK to ask about a free window. This is Brian Wilson at Old Worn-out windows can make your house look gloomy and drive up your utility bills. New windows will make your house shine and will help reduce your utility bills. Call 855-57-CREEK right now for their buy three windows, get one free offer. And free sounds better to me. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own super energy efficient windows. They make the best windows in town, eliminating the middleman and saving you money. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. Or visit thompsoncreek.com for details.
Home, sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Are you sure your CPA's office is the best place to have your taxes prepared? After all, you probably don't sit there and watch the magic happen. The truth is, many CPAs don't really specialize in preparing taxes. Think about that. You may want to ask your CPA a few questions. Who actually prepares your return? Can you sit with them or drop your taxes off as you like? What's with all this paperwork to fill out every year? And most importantly, will they be able to stand behind the work if the IRS comes knocking? Come to Block Advisors for real answers and tax expertise. Our tax advisors average 15 years experience and go beyond the return with year-round tax planning. We've seen it all. And through March 31st, we'll solve it for 50% off whatever your CPA charged you last year. Visit blockadvisors.com to book an appointment today. Block Advisors, all you need for complicated taxes. Subject to $100 minimum charge, last year's receipt required.
Let's talk about home security for a minute. Is your family really protected? Brian Wilson here. I've done the research for you, and here's why I recommend Ackerman Security Systems. You'll get monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide for just $19.95 a month. Ackerman can switch your existing service for free so you can start saving today. And when you switch your service to Ackerman this March, you'll get up to 3 months of monitoring free. With over 40 years of experience, you can trust the professionals at Ackerman. They're the only company with a guaranteed response time. At Ackerman, security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. And if technology is your thing, Ackerman's Total Connect service lets you control your system remotely. Arm or disarm your system on the go. Receive video clips or view live video of your home, all for just a few dollars more. It's easy to stay connected to your home and family even when you can't be there. Call Ackerman Security today and make the switch. Get up to 3 months monitoring free. Call 888-999-1070 or visit AckermanSecurity.com.
Attention DD Perks members. Get a medium iced coffee for 99 cents when you pay with an enrolled DD card. Use the Dunkin' Donuts mobile app or ddperks.com to join and for reward program terms and conditions plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary, limited time offer.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66, better news. The crash over to the shoulder now. Eastbound has come up to Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. For a time being, only the left shoulder was getting by. But now all lanes reopened, but very slow heading out of Manassas up through to that point. On the Greenway and the toll road, it's been better than normal. Route 7 out of Leesburg, no problems. Heading up toward the toll road and the Beltway. Beltway inner loop and in and down, again toward the Legion Bridge. We have some of that stop and go. Outer loop of the Beltway jammed as you try to get out of Newington to get past Van Dorn Street. The crash on the shoulder, but it really crowds that right lane, so everyone just inching along there. On the Beltway, Maryland, outer loop near the BW Parkway, the crash gone. Inner loop heading in toward College Park, not only into the sunshine, but we had a report of a stalled car, so delays coming off of 95 south of the ICC, and the inner loop in through to Bethesda were bunched up. Alney, Maryland, boy, big delays continue. Southbound Georgia Avenue, really bunched up with this truck problem. One lane now gets by before you get down toward the ICC. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Our sky will brighten, a chilly day today as the cold air now sticking around, unseasonably chilly at 53. A passing rain or snow shower this morning, especially east. Clear tonight, scattered frost, 35. A few clouds and sunshine tomorrow, a pleasant breeze, 61. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 39 in Springfield, 37 in Frederick, 40 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
It is now 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Join us on the line right now is Noah Pollack with the Weekly Standard to talk about the big meeting today at AIPAC and all of the presidential candidates who will be going there to speech. Everybody except Bernie's going to be there, it seems. How are you this morning, Noah?
I'm great. I'm actually I'm very glad that Bernie's not going to be there. This is a rare moment of a politician actually operating by his principles. I give him credit. I don't like his principles. His principles are anti-Israel, but at least the guy's not going to go and give some phony pro-Israel speech to the conference like a lot of people do. Hmm. He just says, you know, I don't really like Israel. I'm not pro-Israel, and I'm not going. So good for him.
All right, so we hear that there may be a walkout to Donald Trump's appearance, and one imagines, given the leanings of AIPAC, that Hillary Clinton will get a rather warm greeting. This seems sort of backwards to me, given the fact that Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State during a time when relationships between the United States and Israel reached a very low point and are still at a very low point. Are you surprised by this?
We should be surprised by it, but we also shouldn't. I mean, I think there's a big view among a lot of these people that Hillary took those positions because she was being loyal to Obama. It was very reluctant for her, and that secretly she's a pro-Israel person. People remember back to the Clinton years of the 90s when relations between the U.S. and Israel were much better. I think a lot of people have kind of convinced themselves that Hillary's actually is going to be really good on this. And for Hillary, she sort of has to walk this tightrope actually for herself between that wing of the party, the kind of older Democrats who are nominally more pro-Israel, and then the new, like, Obama-Bernie faction of the party that is definitely not pro-Israel and in some cases is very anti-Israel. And so she's got to reassure the pro-Israel people without alienating the anti-Israel people. It's going to be very interesting to see what she says in her speech. On Trump, I think it's ridiculous. I mean, everything around Trump ends up being kind of crazy. And you have people there who I think they kind of want to get out of the media attention. They want to feel important. They want to say that they protested him. There's been a lot of hysteria. I think it's bad. I think, you know, the people who say that they're going to boycott his speech, you know, Jews have been boycotted throughout history on a lot of occasions. And I don't like seeing Jews boycotting other people. I think it's foolish. But these guys, it's a handful of them. They want to, like, you know, say that they did the right thing, yeah, according to their lights. So they're going to walk out on Trump. And I just hope they don't make a big disturbance.
What's interesting also, Noah Pollack, you raised the fact that Jews have been boycotted and protested and over the years, over centuries for that matter. Also, I mean, based on my friends who are Jewish, they very much favor the idea of intellectual disagreement. And even if somebody coming in, you are inclined to not agree with them, you listen to their argument and then you dispute their argument. This is and the fact that this is being led by rabbis, I think, is quite disturbing, actually.
Yeah, I mean, but keep in mind that, you know, all rabbis are not great, wise old men. I mean, a lot of these guys are, like, kind of silly people, and a lot of them are basically political activists masquerading as rabbis, and they're involved in AIPAC. They're sort of like, you know, AIPAC is a very big tent. There's lots of different groups within it,
yeah,
and these are some more far-left guys. And I mean, look, these guys live in, like, the fantasy of the 1960s and the protest movement, and they want to think that we're back at a moment where you can become very virtuous by protesting, and they've convinced themselves that Trump is, like, the worst guy in the world,
yeah,
and that they don't want to go down in history as having been silent at this time. It's very self-dramatizing, and it's a little narcissistic, but this is what they want to do.
You mentioned this big tent, and it's funny. I consider AIPAC sort of a Rorschach test for wherever you stand in Washington, because you'll hear conservatives say, oh, they're a liberal group, they love Hillary, and they love Obama. And then you'll hear liberals say, oh, that's neocons, that's the Bill Kristol wing of the Republican
right.
Party. Is it really a big tent? Is it conservative or liberal, or is it really more kind of an establishment organization? If it has any affinity, it's D.C. establishment.
Yeah, I mean, the way I would describe AIPAC is, and I have many friends who work there, and I'm in the building fairly regularly, and I like AIPAC. I have my complaints about AIPAC. AIPAC, generally speaking, is a building full of Democrats. It's a building full of pro-Israel Democrats. It's a building full of the old-style Scoop Jackson, Daniel Patrick Moynihan, sort of Joe Lieberman-type Democrats. And so they kind of take it from all sides. The left, the new left wing of the Democratic Party that Obama built hates them. And feels that they don't really belong in the party. The people who are more on the right, like me, always want AIPAC to be a little tougher and a little more strong and a little less apologetic about their work. So we end up being disappointed in them. And yeah, look, it's become a big, you know, well-funded bureaucracy,
yeah,
that is very much part of the DC establishment. And so everyone has their criticisms of AIPAC, but they're not. They're trying to please a lot of different people,
right,
and navigate it as best they can.
Just very quickly, do you think that Ted Cruz will get a warm or a cool reception today?
I think he's going to get a very warm reception. I think he's going to give a very substantive pro-Israel speech that has a lot of policy detail in it. I would say that, you know, kind of, you know, moderate Democratic people aren't his base, but they're going to be surprised at what he said.
All right, Noah Pollack, Weekly Standard.
Thank you much.
By the way, I just wanted to, we love our Joe Biden quotes, right? Yesterday in his speech, Joe Biden said he was attacking Donald Trump in his rhetoric, and he said to the AIPAC crowd, "The future belongs to the bridge builders, not the wall builders." Pretty sure Israel built a wall.
Yeah, they've got some walls.
I think someone needs to let Joe know about that. It's 8:43 on WMAL.
Cancer is the most formidable of foes, made of renegade genes that mutate to stay alive. But what if there were an entire community of leading international cancer specialists? A cancer dream team that can use a patient's own DNA to treat her cancer. At Inova, it's no dream. We've recruited some of the foremost cancer specialists in the country. Find a cancer doctor at inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
I want to tell you about Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State. Call Renter's Warehouse if you're considering renting your home or investment property. It's a great option for people here in Maryland, Virginia, or D.C. because it's such a transient area. There's high demand for rentals, and this could be a good option for you. It gives you monthly cash flow. Someone else pays your mortgage. You get tax savings, appreciation, equity, but you got to do this the right way. See, I had this wise idea. I had a condo in Jersey City, New Jersey, back in the day when I lived in New York, and then I got transferred to L.A., and I'm like, oh, I'll rent this out. Yeah, but I didn't have a good property manager. And you can't manage your place from thousands of miles away. And it ended up being a nightmare for me, an absolute disaster. But Renter's Warehouse, see, they're the solution to all of those problems. They take care of everything for you, and it's just $80 a month for 24/7 property management. That is a great deal. Find out right now. Just get the information about how much rent you could get for your home. You'll get a free rent price analysis from Renter's Warehouse, 202-625-4370, 202-625-4370. One more time, 202-625-4370. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
I love it.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Oh, my gosh, you are hysterical.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
It is 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Better than normal is 270. Heaviest stretch right now through Clarksburg, and right as you come up toward the lane divide. Once onto the inner loop of the Beltway, though, stop and go through Bethesda, Olney, Maryland. That's where we do have some problems this morning due to the incident with the truck. Southbound on Georgia Avenue before you get down toward the ICC, right near Old Baltimore Road and Emory Church Road, right in that vicinity. One lane gets you by. And looks like I'm seeing some bailout traffic over to Norwood Road down toward Ednor. So do expect it a little extra time through that stretch. On I-95, south of the ICC, heavy to get onto the inner loop of the Beltway past the IKEA. Had a report of a broken down along the way. Broken down on the outer loop near New Hampshire Avenue. And trying to get in through Hillendale, southbound New Hampshire Avenue, very slow to the light at Powder Mill Road. Virginia, 66 east, the crash before Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks to the shoulder, jammed out of Manassas. And on the outer loop of the Beltway, leaving Springfield toward the Wilson Bridge, still slows coming out of Newington for Telegraph Road, where the crash crowds the right lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Certainly a little chillier, and don't expect the warmth to come back anytime soon. We'll go above normal a bit, but certainly no 80-degree weather. Partial clouds around after the clouds break this morning and a wet snowflake or a raindrop. Otherwise, gusty winds in 53. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 42 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 8:47 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. Let's give you a roundup of some of the action over the weekend with regard to the presidential campaign. Just a few minutes here. Charles in charge. Happy Days.
Joni
loves.
I know what they all have. I know what they have in common.
Yeah, what,
Scott Baio.
That is correct. Then, now, which, when you think Scott Baio, what do you think first? First before anything else.
Chachi. Joni. Chachi, yeah. And Joni.
See, I'm more of a.
Charles in charge of our days and our night.
You didn't see that one coming, did you?
No.
Charles in Charge. I loved Charles in Charge. That was a great show. That's the problem. Joni loves Chachi. Chachi was just bad. That was just a bad show. Happy Days, I suppose. I like that stuff, too. All right. Anyway, Scott Baio has come out for Donald Trump.
Oh, okay.
He wants Donald Trump. And what's fascinating here is, you know, everybody.
Well, that'll bring him in.
Yeah. Oh, you never know. He was on Fox News's Judge Jeanine, and he revealed that he was fed up with the Republican Party. Now, here's what's interesting. Most of the people who have come out in favor of Donald Trump, they've said it because they like his, you know, policies, they like his way about him or whatever it is, the leadership, his business dealings. But the one knock against Trump that you keep hearing in the media right now is that he can't beat Hillary because of polls that are taken right now if the election were held today. Well, Scott Baio actually wants Trump because, as he put it, we need somebody to relentlessly attack Hillary. He thinks that Trump is the perfect candidate to go against Hillary because he's politically incorrect. He doesn't care what the media says about him. He doesn't care. He's going to go right after Hillary, and he's not going to take any guff from her. It's an interesting. Are you going to follow the Charles in Charge Scott Baio, Chachi loves Joni. Chachi loves Trump.
No, I'm of the opinion that people like Scott Baio, nice guy, and you know, I'm glad that he feels this way. I just don't think it makes much difference.
You don't think that? You don't think?
I don't imagine that a lot of people are going to say, "Well, that's what I needed to hear. I'm on board."
I hope you're right. Not because I don't want Trump to win. I just hope people aren't taking their advice from Scott Baio right now. That's all.